we're going to do the temperature check
February 4th, 2012, after the batteries were changed and the microphone selection was changed.
Okay,
the people participating looks pretty good.
Again, we see a lot of positive fingers on that, so we are just going to move right ahead. We're now going to open stock on friendly amendments. If you did have a concern, if you do have a concern about this proposal and you feel you have an amendment that would make it easier for you to accept this, please get on stock now.
Just like to remind everybody that we've heard a lot of discussion on the proposal, and we've extended time twice. Now's the time to really make a change to the group consensus right here and offer an amendment that directly offers the proposer something to add on to the proposal. So I'd like to remind everybody to keep these precise.
Jack, you can start us off.
I don't know if you want to call it a reminder, a friendly amendment, but I don't know if I should call it a reminder, a friendly amendment. I don't know if I should call it a reminder as a friendly amendment, but you couldn't see. In the beginning of Occupy Wall Street, yes, the media was there, we got a lot of coverage, and we did make an impact. Today, the media, even though they're not out there giving us coverage, but they're like parasites, they're living off our movement. And the thing is, in Washington, and even in their own newspapers, you hear a lot of words like Occupy, bankers, responsibility. But the good news is, we made an impact, so don't put in your head that we're not being watched. Okay, and we're being listened to, and we will be listened to when the spring comes. Thank you. Okay, great.
I do just please keep it out of respect to the people who've come here to make this proposal. Please respect their time, and if you have a friendly amendment, please add that now.
Can I just ask everyone raise your hands again? I just want to make sure I didn't miss anyone. Okay, lady, you're on. All right, thank you.
My friendly amendment to this proposal is that on that day we occupy Zuccotti Park in the fullest of numbers.
We're all for it. We can't accept that.
My friendly amendment to this proposal is that we occupy Zuccotti Park in the fullest of numbers.
Okay, so would you like to, as part of this action, is that what you're trying to say? So would you like to accept that amendment to your proposal?
No, because that's subject to arrest, and we cannot ask people to
address
do that.
Address it to the assembly, please.
It's not subject to arrest. It's still open. The park is still open.
Well, we plan on marching to Zuccotti Park. Yes. Can we occupy it?
Is not occupy with tents.
Right. Well, no. Then yes. Your amendment is already addressed.
Okay.
All right. Stack is now closed. Chris, you're on.
I'm going to stick with this because my friendly amendment, it goes in concerns with what was already said. You're going to have to address the media and make sure that you reach the media before we even reach out there, because we can open our doors to anybody and say, okay, you're welcome to use or come through Occupy Wall Street. But then unless it shows positiveness, then we can't open our doors. We can't say, hey, come on in. Come in and disrupt everything that's positive, which has been happening with Occupy Wall Street. And that's my major concern. And that's what I was trying to address before. And I'm going to continue to address it, because when de-escalation comes there and says, hey, this is not what you agreed to, then you have to do something about it. That's the only way. And if you can address that to me tonight, then I'm with you. But if you can't, and you understand it's a very difficult way to say, hey, we're going to address the media, we're going to try to keep the violence down. I know you can't keep all violence down because you're not responsible for everybody out here. But we have to instill that ahead of time.
Can I answer to that? I would agree to that amendment and say also that while, like you said, every man, I can't control what the hell somebody out there does at the same time, but we address this call specifically, as this is going to be something that's peaceful and nonviolent and have a positive message, and that's what we're going to bring to the media. That's what we're bringing to the media. This is positive, nothing negative, no bottle throwing, no lighting flags on fire, none of that BS. Like, none of that should be involved at all. Like, we're a nonviolent movement to begin with. We're a nonviolent movement to begin with.
So it seems like your amendment was accepted by the proposers. So thank you. Okay. You got a little bit more on stack.
Block it if we didn't accept your.
No. If you didn't accept.
Oh, you will not. Okay.
So the proposers have not accepted the amendment, which was to change the wording in the proposal from the Occupy movement to Occupy Wall Street. Amendment not accepted. Got two more on stack, guys. And go.
We can agree to nonviolent, but definitely. We have no problem with that. That's a core issue.
So you've accepted the amendment to add nonviolent to the title. Okay. The proposers have accepted the amendment to add nonviolent to the title and rejected the other one?
Right.
Okay. So now we're going to move on to the next person.
Sage?
Yeah. So my friendly amendment is to change the day of action to a challenge to reoccupy. Unfortunately, there are so few people that were here on September 17th through November, October 14th or 13th, or whenever it is that Jesse Jackson showed up and started getting tense again. Occupying does not mean showing up and getting your butt arrested and kicked out of a space. Occupying means standing in a park, you know, for 12 hours until you fall asleep next to your buddy and you have an umbrella and clothes and you switch out with people every 12 hours sitting for a week, okay? And then after a week of sitting, then you do, and it's like, it's 100 people, you know? That's how we took Ducati Park. It was 100 people. So if you're not willing to commit to the definitive definition, if you're not willing to commit to the true meaning of occupation, then you're not worth my support. And as an individual person, I think the blocking thing doesn't really make sense. But I will refuse to participate in your movement. I will refuse to participate in your actions. And I will call your actions.
We can't agree to that amendment.
But there's no way we can guarantee that.
So do you accept the amendment, proposers? So the proposers have not accepted that amendment. Thank you for the suggestion, Sage. We've got one more on stack, is that right?
You can't guarantee that you can call for it?
So I think, so just to clarify, if I can step in for a second, Sage is... If I could clarify first...
So you don't agree with occupation at all?
If I could step in and please clarify... Sage?
We don't need to get into a back and forth, guys. We don't need to get into any back and forth, everybody. So we've got another person on stack. We're gonna go to that.
Sage, can I just clarify really quickly, Sage? Is your amendment for verbiage? The word call to action to be included?
Okay, I'm gonna stand up. All right, guys. Hey, everybody. When we made Spokes Council, there was a phrase that said Occupy Wall Street. No one put the word camp at the end of Occupy Wall Street because at the time we had a camp, and Occupy Wall Street meant the actual camp. That was SIS, was the camp SIS. The office was the camp office. That's what Occupy meant. And when we got evicted, everyone pretended to be really upset. But when we had the opportunity to reoccupy a space, everyone's like, well, we don't really know if what we want to do is this right now. And the thing is, it's very convenient for people who don't want to interact with homeless people to keep things vague.
Okay.
All I'm saying
Sage.
If you want to, if you want to have the Occupy brand and you want to do a mass action in support of the Occupy brand, all I'm requesting is that the brand stay true to what the brand means.
Okay.
It's not hard to imagine. The word Occupy.
Thank you, Sage.
Means
I think we've heard enough. I think that we've heard enough, Sage. So thank you very much.
That's beautiful.
You can respond if you wish.
Let me clarify something, okay? Let me clarify. What we're calling for in this call for mass action is for thousands of people to come into the streets against the suppression of the Occupy movement, so that this movement can once again be out there in a major way with people discussing all these questions. Off of that, if people decide to occupy or not occupy, that will be up to them. We can't make that decision.
Okay, so with all of that added clarification, the proposers are not accepting that amendment.
There's not enough for anything. It's just for the oppression again.
So we would like to move on with the process, though.
My friendly amendment is my concern that you guys basically blew up. I feel this way, and my feeling will remain. And as an individual, as part of the General Assembly body, if you guys calling out a mass action against the suppression of Occupy movement, like I said before, I feel like I'm repeating myself again, there's a lot of people, individuals that have been marginalized, been suppressed in this movement. And like I said before you go out and say, oh, I want to create a mass action in the name of Oakland or in the name of wherever, you guys need to basically take care of the problems in the house right now. Because I cannot put my vote, I'm letting you know right now, I'm sorry, but I cannot put my vote into this action when I know there's corruption and suppression, marginalized, and evil in this movement, and people are doing wrong to other people in this movement. I can't support this. I'm going to go support another occupancy when my own house is dirty. I can't do this.
So was there an amendment in there?
My amendment would be that if they can somehow create some kind of message to stating or endorse some kind of message saying that they're not going to tolerate suppression or marginalized inside this Occupy movement, then they'll get my support. But if they cannot, I can't support you.
So proposers, do you need a little bit of time to talk amongst yourself if you want to take that amendment? Looks like you need some time, so I'm just going to give you that.
Okay. I'm not sure how to
act. Can I pose a question?
No, it's totally out of the rim.
Hey.
Because they bring something to us.
I understand that.
There's only one person that's a member of any Occupy.
But guess what? It's a call for mass action. We are going to basically be an example of calling out mass action. We need to get our own houses. Stop suppressing the whole question of occupants.
Hey, John. I think
we.
I don't know how to get.
That's what they're doing.
What's going on?
Yes.
Okay, everyone. So the proposers are now ready to respond. The proposers are now ready to respond to Nan's friendly amendment.
Okay. We will take your concern. We will take your concerns to the next meeting of the ad hoc committee against the suppression of the Occupy movement, which I invite everyone to come to. And two, I want to
show up.
Read something in here that I think talks to what you're bringing up. It says, this mobilization should most of all be in New York where the movement started. Most of all. And we're calling for an action in New York on February 28th.
So, because you just read it, they shouldn't block again.
Okay. Alright. So we've Okay, everybody, so we've gone through the questions. Oh, sorry. We've got one more on stack, Tim.
She don't.
I do.
My friendly amendment is that y'all take this to direct action tomorrow, where people who have been working on plans similar to this can work with y'all, and you can participate in the collective decision-making process that we use here. I think it's important that movement priorities are considered when making a decision like this. It's also important to note that General Assembly's consents to give direct action autonomy in determining how Occupy Wall Street carries out direct actions. So for the General Assembly to even agree to this would be a breach of previous consensus, which hands that responsibility to the
General Assembly.
General
Assembly can do whatever they want with General Assembly.
I'm trying to speak, Dan. Please let me speak.
Dan, please afford Tim the respect, and please don't use language.
So guys, let's just try to keep all the discussion between those that are on stack and the proposers without trying to get too much noise. Proposers? Thank you. Proposers?
Oh, I think that was a friendly amendment.
Do you accept or reject?
Just so you know, we're going to talk to direct action, but it's irrelevant. We do plan on approaching them. As a matter of fact, there have been...
Can you be loud and address the whole assembly?
We acknowledged it, but it doesn't matter at this point. This is something we got together and we want. We're all part of Occupy Wall Street. And this is something that is affecting all of us. Whether direct action gives us their blessing or not, that's not relevant.
Please. We want this to pass.
Yeah, so what's the reason?
Say yes. You're talking about
it.
Yes.
You are not accepting it.
Wait. Yes. Okay, if you're asking will we talk to direct action, yes, we will.
Let's talk to them first.
Let's talk to everybody.
Very
important. Let everybody know. It was brought to my attention that not everybody had heard Tim's amendment. Tim's amendment was asking the proposers to table this proposal until they go to direct action and discuss this action. Okay.
Direct action and spokes are in General Assembly.
To the direct action meeting.
Where? In spokes are in general
to their
direct action working
group
meeting.
Before spokes are general assembly.
It's nothing to do with spokes or general assembly.
If they have an action that takes money, it's going to go to spokes or general.
We're not asking for any money.
So guys, hey guys, hey GA. There was a friendly amendment over here.
Who's helping them out, so it don't matter.
Hey Freddie, I mean, you've got the
let me ask you a question. We're wasting on our own, right?
Let me handle this, guys. So there was a friendly amendment to bring this proposal to the Direct Action Working Group and ask for support there. There's a point of information here.
Direct Action is not endorsing things anymore. They're encouraging people to do things on their own and not just to bring actions to them or their endorsement. You can announce it at direct action and have individuals from the group help you out in it. But as the direct action board table, they're no longer endorsing things.
Okay, so
autonomy.
Thank you for that point of information. I believe that there's one more person on stack. So that we stay on topic, I'm gonna say that let's just hear the next person on stack.
They didn't answer Tim.
Okay.
They have to accept or not.
We accept.
We accept the amendment to talk to direct.
Oh no, we're not tabling.
Until you go to direct action.
Oh no. We will talk to direct action, but we're not going to table it.
Okay. So the proposers have not accepted Tim's amendment to table this proposal until they have dialogue with direct action.
So let's go to the next on stack, GA. That's Stan.
My friendly amendment would be to bring us a plan of what this mass action will be and table the proposal until, let's say, Tuesday, you bring it back to us and let us know what your plan is. Because a mass action could be anything. Or it could be a march, but a march to me isn't
simply suppressing. It's not suppressing, you know, the, it's not an action against the
In response to your amendment, let me clarify this. This is the plan, and then you tell me if you need more clarification. The plan is to gather at Union Square on the 28th at 4 o'clock, to rally at 5 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock to march to Zuccotti Park. That is the plan, and a non-violent peaceful demonstration in March. That is the plan.
The sun sets at 6 o'clock.
The rally and then the march.
Rally, and then march. That is the plan.
So everybody.
I don't believe this shit.
Hey guys. Hey GA. So we heard a lot of friendly amendments. So it seems like we've got a lot of information available to you guys that you can use to make a decision. And everyone gets to make a decision as an individual when we call for a temperature check from the group. So, right now we've reached the end of friendly amendments. Seems like all the information's on the table already. We're now going to ask if this group feels comfortable to moving towards consensus. Can I please have a temperature check from the group?
We need to have them restated.
Yeah.
So now, the temperature check on moving to consensus looks good. We're going to ask the proposers to restate the proposal, and then we're going to go through the consensus process.
With any accepted amendment.
Hey, anyway, don't worry.
That's all. I don't know how to focus.
Should I restate this?
Yes.
But before we have the proposers restate the proposal, I'm really going to ask that we can quiet side conversations and bring it back so that everybody can hear what we are potentially moving towards consensus on.
Occupy Wall Street.
And I've asked that everybody please respect and give space so that everybody can hear this.
Okay, I'm going to restate the proposal.
Very concisely.
I'm going to read what's here. This is a proposal for the General Assembly of Occupy Wall Street to support a call for mass action against the suppression of the Occupy movement and the day of mass action on February 28th. And the friendly amendments, as I remember them if I can, were that we will go to, okay, that we will address the
non-violence. Chris,
the question of we will put non-violence in here in the title somewhere, and we will address and make an effort to address the media with a positive message. That's how I remember the amendment.
Okay, so that's the proposal. We're now going to move into the actual decision-making time of this process.
We didn't like my second from my
He didn't have
it. They didn't accept it.
Okay. So we're now going to ask for stand-asides. Again, stand-asides are when you personally don't feel comfortable with this proposal, but you're not going to stop it from going forward for the whole group. So if you have a stand, if you would like to stand aside on this proposal, please raise your hand really high so we can see you.
Stand aside, going once.
Okay, we don't see any stand asides on this proposal. We're now gonna see if anybody has a block for this proposal. Again, blocks are serious moral, ethical, safety concerns that you feel hold for the whole movement. Okay, so let's see.
Haven't you been sitting?
There's a lot more people who you can ask than just me.
Doing this and it's really hard to
I don't have any more information than anybody else.
Like I said, don't worry about it. We're going to get this together.
So please keep your hands raised. We got one, two,
y'all came to activate
them. Okay. Once again, really critical part to this process is that we can all hear each other. So before we move on, I'm going to ask that everybody brings it back. We're going to go through each of the blocks and hear why they're blocking this proposal.
side conversation.
We're now in the moment.
I was in a side conversation with the gentleman, and I do want it to be noted that I am blocking.
Okay, so we have five blocks.
I know he accepted it, but there's certain other aspects that I do not agree with. Okay. And unless they change certain things, then.
So we now, we have six blocks. Like I said again, it's really critical that we can all hear each other. So before we start having people voice their concerns, we'd like to bring it back to the center. We're going to start over here with Tim's block.
I'm blocking because direct action meets 7 days a week, and for 4 hours on Sunday, making collective decisions, envisioning to work towards larger movement goals and to move to organize actions. It's an open forum; anyone can come, anyone can participate. It's one of the most effective functional decision-making bodies in the movement. And this type of an action is a big deal. This is a decision that we should develop. It's an idea that we should have developed and conceived on our own. And people have been doing that. People have been doing work in direct action to do something very similar to this, among other things, and in collaboration and coalition with other actions. So it's imperative that we as General Assembly recognize the way that we work as a horizontal collective body requires trust and it requires consistency, and that means we need to let direct action plan, and if we want to help them, we should go to direct action, we should participate in that plan. That's how we've empowered direct action to make this decision.
Please respect the person when they're stating their block. It's a serious issue they have with the proposal. Please afford them the time to, and also Minutes needs to hear to put it in the minutes. So we've heard the first block. Tim has already offered a friendly amendment that was not accepted, but for the sake of it, I'm going to ask again if there's anything these proposers can do that will lead you to drop your block. That wasn't your
opinion. I mean, it's the same thing. If y'all table it, go to direct action, have conversations there. As long as they, even if they say, you know what, we want you to do this autonomously, and you can come back to GA and say that, then I won't block this. But because there's been no communication or collaboration in our collaborative collectivist movement about something as big as a call to action, including specifically speaking for the entire movement against violence in the entire movement, we need to do that together, and it needs to not come from outside, and it's, it violates our principles of solidarity to do it.
Tim, I want to ask you this question. Are we stepping into some kind of argument that direct action is having with GA here?
No, not at all.
No, you're stepping
into that impression.
Yes, you're stepping into an argument.
Okay, please, everybody, don't jump into the conversation.
Okay, you answer my question. Because I'm a product of direct action.
Okay. Before we move on with the blocks, to be very clear about it, does your point hold? Okay, this block is holding. We're going to take this point of information.
As a horizontal system, we do not need a hot.
Okay, can you get up and adjust because nobody can hear?
Please, no side talk.
Yeah. As a horizontal system, we do not need the hierarchy of going over to certain groups in order to do actions. We're all autonomous individuals. By the fact that it's being brought in front of the General Assembly for everybody to put their input into this proposal, the whole General Assembly and people who are part of direct action are being involved in this. It's a point of information.
Yes. So we really just want
to.
Okay, General Assembly.
They don't need DA approval.
That's right.
Please. Like I said, critical element to what we're doing here is respecting one another and giving each other space to speak.
Hey guys, if you can hear me, clap your hands once. If you can hear me, clap your voice twice. Great. Awesome. Now that we can all hear each other, I want to tell you what just happened. There was a friendly amendment arising out of a block to table this proposal, bring it to Direct Action Working Group for support, and that was just the first block that we heard. Then there are other people blocking. Seemed like there are other concerns there. The friendly amendment offered was to table the proposal, bring it to a larger and more meaningful consensus of the group, and bring it back at a later date. Do you accept that amendment?
Direct action.
Okay. So just to be clear, Tim's block hold. We're gonna move on to the next blocker.
Is he asking? I'm asking. You didn't answer my question. Because these are very important. Are you going to direct action?
So once again, I know things have gotten a little lost.
To direct action. So my block.
What a process.
Okay, we have a point of process.
Excuse me, group. Excuse me, group. How much time of process do we have to have before we decide that we are going to end up tabling this discussion? Like, how much discussion is that going to take?
That is not even the point of process.
Is that how we determine? That doesn't feel helpful.
Thank you for that. Please let us handle it.
My suggestion is not to do it as a matter of time.
We're not opening a stack right now. We're trying to deal with the block.
I have a block.
Thank you.
We're never
going
to get to the end. Can we get a temperature check? Because if we just keep on voting, we hope that 10 more minutes.
Okay, so we heard another block. Let's go and hear the next block. Al, you're up. Al, you're up. You're up. You want to speak about your block?
Yeah, I want to speak about it. I'll speak about it.
Yes, you are.
All right, the reason why I blocked the first one, you got a guy over here with a hat on, I don't know who he is, to hide him for space. That's for starters.
Okay? That ain't the block.
But he's here making proposals for changes of names. I don't know who he is, never seen it before. I think I've seen this guy before. You guys can't hear me?
Right.
Somebody want to speak on my behalf?
Is it more ethical or safety? Which one?
Okay, it's a combination of things, ethical and safety. First of all, I don't vote on nothing at all unless I know what it is. That's number one. Number two, I'm here, my time counts. Okay? I want to know what's going on. When I ask a facilitator a question real quick, I don't get an answer. I approached him three times. I didn't get an answer. That's why I blocked. Very simple. Third of all, you got a group of people sitting here making proposals for change of the name of the movement. I don't know who they are. I never seen it before. I seen one guy. No offense. Maybe they're great people. I don't know. Let's find out. I want to know their credentials before I vote. Why are we changing the name? Are we changing the name so somebody can monopolize that? We got enough internal problems to begin with. I like to keep things simple where I come from. We're on a very complicated movement, a complicated fight. We got to try to downsize a lot of the horseshit in between. So somebody's got bad intentions, I want to know about it immediately. Otherwise, I'm blocking it or I ain't voting. So if somebody could educate me afterwards or midway, I'd appreciate it. I just want. No, it's not
about
me.
It's
somebody. It's about my vote. It's about why I voted. It's about why I blocked. No, I'm not done. I'm not done because he said I'm done. No, I'm not done. You asked me to come up here. Now I need 10 seconds. Okay. The reason why my block is because if they say a block is very important, and there's six blocks here, right? The reason why my block is here because I am confused. Unless somebody wants to educate me, I just might simply lift my block. I want to know who I'm voting, why we're changing the name. If you can educate me that on the side, I'll be outstanding.
So is somebody...
Alberto, everybody, Alberto.
I love you. Hey, GA. Awesome. It's coming to my attention that the proposers have elected to table this proposal. So they're going to make a statement. Here it is.
We're in a bit of a situation here because one of the blocks says if we go to direct action, they're going to block. And the other half of it says if we don't go to direct action, they're going to block. So what do we do?
Hey, GA, the proposers are going to continue their statement. They're not done. The proposal's been tabled. They just want to give you some information before they go.
Okay. We're tabling this for the time being. We want to invite everyone who
listen to what they have to say.
We want to invite everyone who has a concern or a question or a block to come talk to us about those concerns. And together, let's make a day of mass action against the suppression of Occupy movement a reality. Let's make a reality bringing out thousands of people so that we can begin to have this movement out there in public space again. Because that's what we're up against.
A day at a time for people to show up.
Okay, you can talk to us after GA tonight. The next meeting is Thursday, 6:30, Judson Memorial Church. Come into the side entrance on Thomas Street, or there's an email address on the flyer that most of you have. You can write to us there, but we need to discuss this of how we're going to actually stop this suppression. That is what is needed right now in the world.
Okay. Thanks very much, guys. We didn't give consensus to that proposal because it was tabled, but we got a lot of great discussion done. That was the only proposal that was on the agenda tonight. So it seems like you don't need us anymore. Last thing we're going to do is go on for announcements. And if you have an announcement for the General Assembly, please see Corey right over here to get on stack.
And to clarify, if you do have further feedback you'd like to give the proposers, they've made themselves available to conversation.
So February 14th, Visions and Goals is going to be seeking consensus on a complete visions document. If you have any feedback, go on the website, nycga.net, on our group, and talk with us. We have a meeting tomorrow at 12 p.m.
Where? Here.
Where's the meeting?
We're meeting at 60 Wall Street.
What day?
Lady, you're up. All right, man, you're up.
Okay, Golden Rules Working Group is still continuing the lawsuit that we are planning on filing against the individuals for slandering. So I'm just giving you an update. Probably about 2 weeks from now, there's going to be a posted of list of names who we are basically going to plan on suing.
Yeah. Next on stack?
Jack, you're ready to go? Jack, you're up.
Jack, you're up.
All right, I don't know where Jack is. Lady, you're up.
So I have an announcement. This is a general announcement. It's about how we're occupying and how we're progressing in the movement. A lot of us need more. Excuse me. A lot of us need to find a way to occupy our minds and our hearts first, because the movement is going in a way that's not it's not healthy. So if we can find a way to occupy our hearts and our minds, and we can do that and share that with other individuals, no matter what kind of government we have, if we have the same people in the government, we'll have the same results. So in order for us to make this movement positive, we have to make sure that we are positive. And that we do the positive thing. We do the right thing in our actions. A lot of the things that are happening are separation between two sides of Occupy Wall Street. We are one group. We are one group, and we have to stick together. That's what solidarity is about. If you don't believe in solidarity, why are you here? If you believe that there's direct action can make decisions autonomously, why are you here? They're not working in solidarity with the movement. So the announcement is Occupy. This is what I'm talking about. I'm speaking. Occupy Wall Street is one movement. Right. So my voice is just as important as anyone else's.
But can you keep it to factual announcements? Are times for factual announcements?
They're all factual.
The point of the announcement is that we need to continue to work together in this movement and not separately and autonomously. We need to continue to work together and not have a hierarchy in some places and have a lowerarchy in other places. That's all.
Christine, you're up.
Let's go, Patriots! Fuck Monsanto! Patriots!
I like Monsanto.
I'm next. All right. Saturdays from 1 to 4, Occupy Staten Island General Assembly. I know that there's not a lot of things going on here from 1 to 4 on Saturdays, so we should go and show them some love over there. It's just a ferry right away. 1 to 4. And the ferry is free.
It's free. It's a beautiful ride.
And it's just a few blocks away. It's at the ferry station itself. I was there Saturday. Saturday 1 to 4. Yes, for next week. But the Staten Island General Assembly 1 to 4 every Saturday on the Staten Island Ferry Station on Staten Island.
Thank you.
And fuck Monsanto.
Fuck Monsanto.
What the fuck is
that? That was adorable. Joseph. Oh, there you go. Mic check. Mic check. All right, everybody, listen. In order for us to be considered legitimate, we have to reach out to the hearts and the minds of the masses. And I feel very quickly one way we can do this is we can use Foley Square as the main spot for us to give a speech about whatever topic we feel needs to be hit on. And then if we have screens set up in other places like Central Park and Washington Square Park, and chairs set up and food set up, the general public can come to those spaces and learn about what's being spoken about without having to travel out of their way. So if somebody is speaking from Foley Square and you live near Central Park, you don't have to go to Foley Square. You just go to Central Park, get some food, get something to eat, look at the screen and see what the person at Foley Square is talking about. That is making you more accessible to the general public. And you will get more support, because instead of everybody having to go to meet you, you're going to the people. You're like UPS. By the time you do your final march, I can guarantee you, you would have garnered so much support that nobody would be able to stop you. They would see you as their legitimate word of mouth. Thank you. Who agrees with that?
Okay.
Twinkle.
Thank you, Joseph.
Angela.
Yeah, my name is Angela. I'm coming from D.C. I actually live in Maryland, but I volunteer on the weekends at McPherson Square. I've been washing dishes, cooking predominantly. I'm on the labor committee. Next Friday, we'd like as much support at the CPAC conference, which will be in Washington, D.C. So if anyone would like to come to D.C., we'd love to have you. We'll have a rally there. We've been thinking about some ways to make some nonviolent noise to get some attention, positive attention. And also, I kind of agree with some of the folks who have been speaking about how we need to occupy differently. Without the camps in Washington, D.C., I think we're really, it's going to be a sad day, since it is one of the last homes of any occupiers. I don't know what's going to happen at Freedom Plaza. The way I see it, there are three different groups functioning in Washington, D.C. One is Kevin Zeese and Margaret Flowers, which is separated from Freedom Plaza, and then there's McPherson Square, so there are three different groups that really don't necessarily coordinate all that well together. So I think we just, as a movement, I hope that there can be more talk and more transparency in New York. Anywhere else in Washington, D.C., I don't think we have enough transparency. but also support for the actual occupiers. I think we've kind of pushed them to the wayside as far as how important they are, their actual presence physically in public to remind everyone that something is happening. I don't think people are going to feel like they're part of the 99%. We can't send that message out as well if there aren't actual occupiers in public spaces. So some of the other proposals that have been discussed, I think, are really good, and I just think we need to keep considering them, connecting the dots across the country.
Thank you.
Just want to acknowledge that announcements are for factual information about working groups, about events, and soapbox is the time when you get to give your opinion to the General Assembly. But just to organize it and not confuse anybody, we like to keep all the announcements to factual information so nobody gets confused that your opinion is a solid fact.
Okay,
but we're
so going to
continue on with
well, then
staff
the fact is
for
that
announcements.
They got kicked out
we're
going to
keep
year.
On staff for announcements.
Yo, she's talking.
Well, then that is an announcement. They got kicked out of McPherson Square. You want to talk about opinion or
what
fact?
What was the pretext?
I mean,
let her speak.
I'm just saying. The fact is, yeah, my opinion followed, but the fact is they got kicked out. That, you know, I think
speak,
that's important. Homeland Security was there for the first time this week after the hearing on Capitol Hill with Issa, Issa, whatever his name is.
So we wanted,
that was a fact. So, and I my opinion is we need to really think about those facts. And, yeah, it's an opinion, but it's part of the whole deal.
So, thank you for that. Just to pause for a second and show our solidarity to the Occupy in D.C. that today kind of went through hell. So
thank you
for bringing that to our attention.
So as a community,
I'm
I just
on the staff.
Sage,
you're not on staff.
Okay, good. I just if anyone sees my cup, my tin cup.
Ellis Roberts was arrested on last Saturday during the Williamsburg incident. He was left in jail. He was not bailed out. I'm very concerned about the way he's been treated by Occupy, but I haven't spoken to Occupy about it yet. I want to announce that he needs money on his books. I will probably tomorrow have his booking number. There is a machine at 100 Center where you can put money in to support him. I will. If anyone needs that booking number, please approach me. I will be at these sessions regularly, and I will be responsible for putting money in there and or giving you his booking number so that money can be put on the books for him. He is at Rikers Island and will be held there for at least 30 days due to some prior issues in another state. So look for me if you need to get his booking number, not today, but at future meetings.
Okay. All right, so announcements is facts, right?
Please.
Okay, fact number one. I don't know how to follow process all the time. Fact number two, there's information that goes on in GA that I guess everybody doesn't have or everybody's not privy to, kind of like what was going on between the relationship with Direct Action and GA. So another fact.
Fuck GA.
No, hold on, come on. Another fact is that everybody's not understanding these relationships between GA and DA or this and that. So there should be some type of teaching or some type of something that goes on where everybody that's a part of GA understands these things. So there won't be so much points of information or points of process and everybody will be on the same page. I just think that'll help. It'll help me out. That's it.
Hey everybody, trying to close this out. We had a stack for announcements that was closed and it's over now. We're gonna
announcements.
We're going to end the GA and open up Soapbox.
I have announcements.
I totally support you in doing that on Soapbox. But
okay.
As facilitators, we're going to step away.
Okay.
We're going to close the GA.
Okay.
Thank you so much for
thank
your participation.
You. And thank you.
See you again sometime.
Okay. This is announcement. Because of the change of meetings between of GA, General Assemblies and Spokes Council meeting on the Mondays and Wednesdays of the week, and General Assembly meeting on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. All of those are any of those proposals.
Thank you, transcription. I love you.